This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Oh, I have something fun for you today. We know this guy. We love him. Been playing his music for years and got to hang out with him for a little bit recently when he got to come to the studio doing a concert in town and part of Winter Jam. And he's been around the nation many times. His name is Colton Dixon, and we can't wait to talk about his music, his ministry, his family, and his latest song. Colton, what's going on with you, friend?
Thank you so much for having me. So excited to talk to you. I know it just felt like yesterday that we were hanging out at Winter Jam. Thanks for making time.
Well, thank you for your time. I know you're busy and you're talking with a lot of radio people on this one day. So you're a busy man with your family. Catch us up a little bit again. What's going on with your girls, with your family, and all of that life thing?
Yes, my girls just turned 2 years old.
What?
Which is mind-blowing.
Wow.
I can't believe that they are two already. I rebuke the terrible twos in Jesus' name. Those
yes,
will be great.
You're not going to have that. No, not going to receive it.
Not going to do it. But man, they're so sweet. My wife's doing so great. She is a beast holding down the fort while I'm out on a radio tour. And I love being a dad. It's my favorite thing in the world. Even more so than, you know, being with my wife, traveling and getting to play music for people. Being a dad is just so special.
Yes.
I absolutely love it. And I'm excited to get back to them. What else are doing that's new? I'm sure it's something.
Yes. And you're going to have many years of stories and that will influence your music, I'm sure. And speaking of your music, I know you have a song called Build a Boat. What is that about? Because we're playing it. We've been playing it for a while. So maybe somebody would like to hear the story behind that.
Yeah, of course. First of all, thank you for playing it. I'm glad it's connecting with you guys.
Yes.
The song's about the story of Noah. Kind of a modern day, if I were in Noah's shoes, what would that look like? And what I love about this story is how simple and beautiful it is. I think Hollywood and media portrays it a certain way, that there's this big back and forth struggle between God and Noah. Noah saying, you got the wrong guy, and he doesn't want to do it. But the Bible says that God asked Noah to build an ark, and Noah was obedient, period. Like, that's it. And that really challenged me. I'm like, you know what? If people are thinking about me and my life, I would hope that they would say, like, that my response to God's call was yes. You know, even when it looked crazy and it didn't make no sense in the natural.
Come on.
I know that I serve a supernatural God, and his plans are to prosper me, not to harm me. They're the best plans available to us. So when he asks me to do something, it's in our best interest to step out, even when it requires faith. So that's what the song's all about. Even in the middle of a dry season, when God says, hey, rain's coming, I'm going to take him at his word, and I'm going to build a boat and get ready.
That can preach right there, brother, you know.
Come on. Yeah.
You know, just
come on.
Being faithful. That's it. If we would just be faithful to God, even when it doesn't make sense, but to trust our Almighty Father that he knows something we don't, that we can rest in him, lean into him, because if he's asked us to do it, if he's told us to do it in his word, there's a reason he's going to back that up and be with us through
exactly
the journey.
Right.
So you feel like God has been with you through your journey.
Absolutely. There was a season where I got dropped by my record label, and, and this was a few years ago, and didn't know if music was still in the future. You know, I had to trust that God knew what he was doing, and he absolutely did. The label that I'm with now and the things that I'm doing now have blown my mind and have far exceeded anything that I was doing before. But still, there were several months in there that I was not signed to a label, and music was kind of halted for me. And it's like, all right, God, like, do I need to go get a 9-to-5? Do I need to figure out, you know, how to provide for my family? And I just felt so strong that we were supposed to trust that God was going to make a way for us. And he did.
Wow.
And, absolutely blew our minds. God's good.
Amen. That's a story I know that so many people need to hear. And today we know that God's timing is perfect. And so for such a time as this right now, you listening right now needed to know that God sees you. He knows your circumstance. And if it feels weird or odd or it's not working out right, it's his timing you're waiting on. So hang on. It's just about his timing, because you don't want something that's not God's time. You don't want your time. Really, we want God's timing. So my friend, that's what you're working on. That's what you're holding on to. And that's Colton Dixon saying that. Colton, thank you. you for what you do, praying for God's favor and blessing on your life. Keep at it, brother.
Man, thank you so much. Such a pleasure talking with you.
Always. Love having you around and love talking to you. If you want to know more about his latest song or about Colton Dixon, of course, you can look that up. But it's going to be on my Conversations link right now to check that out at star883.com.